Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Michael Kranzdorf. He's the chairman of the Jewish National Fund of South Africa. Michael, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Thanks again for having me on the show.
A great pleasure. So I was quite surprised by this because I would have assumed by this stage the bomb shelters in the region of the normal, in inverted commas, such a terrible word to use with regard to rocket fire, but within the normal ranges would have been well sorted. It's actually not as simple as that.
You are correct, Howard. You know, I think, you know, over many years, the JNF has been building bomb shelters in the south, in what we call the Gaza envelope, which is the region 7 kilometers from the Gaza border. But as you say, the level of the rockets this time, the number and the intensity of the firing has been so much that the people have, you know, in that region between 5 and 15 seconds basically to get under shelter. And there just aren't enough bomb shelters. You know, there needs really to be bomb shelters in people's line of sight. If you think 5 to 15 seconds, you can't run very far.
Well, certainly I can't, yeah.
me too, Howard. So actually there's been an appeal from the residents of the south for more bomb shelters, and the JNF together with the Ministry of Defense have estimated that they need probably another 100 bomb shelters for the region. And we're working on raising funds to purchase those. They're temporary bomb shelters, so they can be moved with cranes and placed in playgrounds, in fields, in open areas around the kibbutzim in that region, so people have somewhere to run when they hear the sirens.
Absolutely incredible. And how many have the JNF been involved in building?
So historically, JNF South Africa's built, you know, during the last war, we contributed towards a few bomb shelters in playgrounds and schools in the region. This time, we've already raised funds for 2 bomb shelters.
Amazing.
And we're hoping to double that and get close to 5 bomb shelters is what we'd like to contribute. There's a South African man from the Eshkol region who put out an appeal he's run security for the Eshkol region, which is where some of the kibbutzim along the Gaza border.
It just so happens that we'll be chatting to him a little bit later on in the show.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Our bomb shelters will go to his region.
Are you talking about Keith Isaacson, who's the head of security?
Yes, exactly.
His security for Israel Eshkol region. In fact, yeah, we are going to be chatting to him at just around about 8:15 or 8:20. So that is that you mention him.
So we've committed that the money that we raise for the portable bomb shelters will go towards the kibbutzim in his region that we used.
Are the bomb shelters in the, as you've referred to, the Gaza envelope, different to other areas in the country? I know I explained to our listeners yesterday, my son, who lives in Tel Aviv, he hasn't got the time to get to a bomb shelter as quickly as he needs to, and he can run faster than me. So what he has to do is go in stages. So when the siren goes off, they go apparently to the stairwell, they wait there, and then when it's clear, they go from there to the bomb shelter. But does it differ in terms of what the requirements are given the proximity to Gaza?
That's a great question, yes. So, you know, in the rest of the country, most of the bomb shelters are permanent structures within homes or buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Gaza envelope, the communities bordering on Gaza, they're much more temporary structures, almost like concrete. It looks almost like a concrete bus stop, I would say, where 12 people can fit, and they're outside. So, next to playgrounds, for example, if you recall, a few months ago, the JNF organized a virtual tour of the South. I'm not sure if you saw it, but we took people to those communities and showed them, you know, how these temporary bomb shelters exist next to playgrounds and fields and schools, So when people are outside, they don't have time to get into the main building. So they're sort of these concrete structures that we've helped erect. They cost about, with the current exchange rate, about 180,000 rand a bomb shelter. So it doesn't come cheap.
No.
That's what we're trying to do for the residents of the South.
And I think I read that for a bomb shelter in that region to be effective, you've got to be able to see it in order to get to it in time. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. As I said, it's between 5 and 15 seconds you've got before the bombs hit. So you, basically, line of sight is sort of, that's about how they estimate that there needs to be a bomb shelter within a line of sight. Because there's also a lot of other things we're trying to do for the residents of the South. You know, a big issue is the fires from these balloons and the rockets as well, which has caused a lot of damage to the forests and fields around Gaza, which has put the firefighting units under also quite a lot of pressure. So, KKL and JNF are trying to do quite a lot of work in the region to support the residents. It's important to remember that the people that are living there are, on the periphery of Israeli society. They're not necessarily the most well-off, and those are the ones that really need support. So it's really unfortunate that they're sort of facing the brunt of this war with Hamas.
Very, very difficult, and I can only imagine, or maybe I can't imagine, what the residents of that area are living through. Michael Kranzdorf, Chairman of the Jewish National Fund of South Africa, well done on the amazing work that you are doing.